Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I think I've lost my superpower. And this isn't good. This is not a good day. You know, there comes a time in a woman's life where, I can't speak for all women, where if, let's say, you were able to get away with something when you were younger, right? Maybe it was your looks. Maybe it was, I don't know, somebody giving you a wink, you being able to get, I don't know, some extra free pizza. For me, it was getting out of speeding tickets. And traffic tickets, I got two of them. And this is not a good day. So let me get rid of it. And by the way, why isn't a traffic ticket small anymore? I mean, look at this. When he gave this to me, he's like, and I'm like, okay, well, guys, you know, how many charges are on this sucker? And then he gave me two. Okay, people are like, well, did you, you know, tell them who you were? Did you name drop? Did you? Here's was my problem. Okay. So, you know, Passover, I don't know about you guys, but if you celebrate Passover, Easter, you start to panic about everybody coming over and cooking food. And so I'm home and I'm thinking about, you know, what I need to make and what I need to do. And, you know, I can't have bread for a week. Do I need to potty now? You know, and also, you know, I got, you know, the radio playing, right? You know, I need a hero, right? So I'm like, Dan, I got potty tower on. Right? And I'm saying, I swear it's someone watching me. And I'm just, you know, driving around, and all of a sudden I see a cop, and it's not a motorcycle cop, it's a cruiser. And he just goes, bing. And I pass him because I slow down, you know. And mind you, I live in an area in the west part of Las Vegas where there's a lot of older individuals. So you do tend to speed up. So a Studebaker or one of these other, you know, Caprice Classics don't slow you down because you understand that there's somebody 80 years old driving in front of you. So I'm moving around them, you know, and I'm singing. And so I see him, and he smiles. Now, see, usually when a cop sees you, you know, they're like, you know, and I'm like, oh, God, okay. So I pull over, and I usually have a go-to, you know, I have to pee, I hear tampons are on sale, or I'm racing to get my donation into the policeman's ball. But the problem is the guy was cute. So he comes up, and I'm like, oh, wait a second. So I roll down the window, you know, because I didn't want him scared, right? You know, and then I put my hands on the 10 and 2, but I forgot to put my hands on the 10 and 2. And because I, you know, CCW, I didn't want him freaked out that I would be holding stuff. So I immediately go, ah. I have my hands up, dude. And I'm like, hi. And, oh, he was cute. But the problem is he walks up, and he looks at me like jaw drops, eyes all googly-eyed, thinking it's because I think he's hot. I'm like, oh, God. So I completely forgot what I was going to say. So he's like, you know, ma'am, license and registration. And then I just start giggling. Not giggling because he was cute, but giggling because, I don't know if you guys ever do this. Do you guys ever try to punk one of your friends by calling and you know, like, is your refrigerator running to go chase it? Every time I try to punk somebody, I start to giggle. And so when I'll try to crank call my friends, but when I do that, I'm giggling, and they're like, I know it's you. I go, but it's a landline. They go, we still know it's you. So I start to laugh because I'm trying to think of all the lies. So he goes, but he's gone for a long time. So what do? So I start doing some selfies. So I get some pictures of me, and then I'm like, oh, that's going to tick him off. And I think to myself, okay, now you have time to work on an excuse. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, with speeding, there's so many ways. I've always gotten out of speeding tickets, with the exception of one or two. I mean, so and when you really look at the numbers, I'm at like a 99.999999% success rate. It's just I've been pulled over a lot. You know, and I think I've got maybe two speeding tickets total by not being able to get out of a ticket. I got out of a ticket with my husband sitting next to me. I was able to flirt with a cop with my husband next to me, and I still have the ticket. Here I am, though. Getting older, middle-aged, so he comes up, and he goes, he looks at me like, I wanted to cut you a break, but you've got expired plates, all right, so, okay, first, my wedding ring should not be on my left hand, because that's a hand disease, and then my answer to that was, it's my husband's car. So I start blaming my husband. Now, that's not a very attractive quality where you start ripping on your spouse, okay? What I should have said is, oh, my gosh, you know, I've just been so, sexually charged that I just can't think of anything else because my hormones, I should have come up with something else. But no, I said, that's my husband. What the hell is the cop supposed to do? He can't ticket. Let's say he did want to ticket your husband. Now he's going to give me the ticket. So not only did I get a speeding ticket, I also got the license plate ticket, I guess. And I didn't even think I was speeding. I really could have talked. I don't really think I was going the speed he said I was going, to be honest. Because it wasn't with the beat. When I drive, it's to the beat of the song. Like, if there's a Def Leppard song, people think you speed. No. Red light, yellow light, green light, go. Crazy little woman in a one-man show. You can't drive that fast to a song like that. When you do I Can't Drive 55, you can only really drive about 60 miles an hour to that song. I can't drive 55. You just, the way you hit your foot on the pedal, it just won't work. So anyway, he goes, I wanted to cut you a break. But your plates. And I go, I know. I go, we still love you. We appreciate all you do. And he's like, thanks. You know, and he hit the car. And I was like, I could have gotten out of the ticket. Okay, so now I have to tell my husband. And he went, all right. And I'm like, oh, God. Because then I just one ticket. It is two tickets. And they're long. So I call. So what I first do is I send the selfie to the family. I send the selfie. I go, well, this is how my day's going. You know, but the problem is I was smiling in it. You know, I should have been like, oh, my God, I'm crying. And I'm like, I didn't do that. So I sent the selfie. So my son is like, hey, you know, like mother, like son. I'm like, you're damn right. That you're a chip off the old block. My husband's like, what the hell's going on? And I go, well, you know, I got pulled over. And so he tried to make it sound like it was a bigger deal. You know, like this is a, you know, but I've gotten less tickets than he has. But I've lost my superpower. I can't get out of tickets. You know what I can do to get my superpower back? Fix the plates and get the registration done. I think I don't think I can get my... Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this email stood out. It's kind of long. But one of our listeners wants to know why doctors aren't speaking out more about the transgender controversy and, quote unquote, put your foot down on what a man or woman is. And I want to just say, and I've said this before, America is falling into one hell of a trap. And this trap is puppet mastered by a group of individuals who want there to be divide, divisiveness, and we're falling for it. and then we're just igniting on our own. Have you ever seen, what movie was it where the guys needed a distraction? It was probably something in the 80s. Maybe it was, I don't know, A-Team or whatever. So they needed a distraction, so they caused there to be a fight in the bar, and then there was a fight so that they could get out and escape and do what they need to do. That's what I think is going on when I'm looking at what's going on with the transgender controversy with Bud Light and Nike. I think the powers that be, it could be China, it could be foreign elements, it could be our executive branch, I don't know. But the powers that be want us distracted. And Trump was a master of distraction. He would throw a tweet out there. Everybody would be going so crazy about the tweet, and then he got the Abraham Accords done. So it's not unheard of for people to do distractions. The problem is, man, people are divided. And having a transgender individual in our family, in our distant family, I think a lot of the animosity and a lot of the drama isn't about an individual who just wants to make a private decision and talk to their doctor and blend into society how they identify. But that's not what people are making it. They're making it where everybody, you know, who feels this way wants to be out there. And, when I wake up in the morning, yeah, I get dressed and all that. Do I want everybody to know if I have my period? Or if I'm constipated, I tell you guys, but in general, I want to get up and I want to do my day. Same thing with somebody who's transgender. If they want to identify as female, or if they're gender fluid, they want to identify as male one day, they will get dressed and do their thing. They're not going to necessarily go out there and say, hey, everybody, this is what I'm doing. Now, there are some people that have, like that one teacher, who when they decided to transition, even though they were caught on camera where it's one day or the next, they would use exorbitant breasts, dark pink lipstick, and a big blonde wig, which to me kind of insults women a little bit. You know, is that what you think women are? Yeah, a lot of us women, you know, we'll wear a sports jersey and, I mean, we'll, you know, kind of cover up our nipples sometimes, so I'm not exactly sure what that was. But you don't really have a lot of people wanting to draw in everybody. If you really ask the person who is transitioning, he's like, look, I'm just going to kind of do this. This is my thing. Just privacy, please. Privacy, please. And so there's a very small percentage of the population who truly want to go through the very painful and long and drawn out transition. And if that's what they want to do, and they and their doctor have gone through informed consent and all the risks and benefits, it's a private decision between them. Taxpayers shouldn't be paying for it. They shouldn't be drawing in everybody. And they don't. The average one doesn't. Now, we do, however, have a group, and I can't necessarily give it a name, who wants to incite the divisiveness. So apparently, there's apparently an influencer, a trans female influencer named Dylan Mulvaney, who has now been highlighted on, I think, Bud Light ads. I haven't seen the ads. And I think a Nike ad. And in the latest, this Nike ad was in a sports bra. And apparently we're being told that feminists, women's rights groups, were kind of a little insulted by this. They slammed the decision. And it, you know, in terms of, you know, somebody not, I guess, having the same struggles that many women have when it comes to bras. I mean, there's probably a bunch of, you know, things that they are finding concerns with. And I look at this and I'm like, who is orchestrating, you know, this, where it puts a target on transgender individuals
Because like I said, the average transgender does not want to diminish what women struggle with having breasts. They really don't. Then I don't even know if that's what Nike wanted to do, but that's how people are inferring it. You know, and or they're inferring it, you know, other ways. And, you know, so, you know, we women have had to deal with our breasts in order with athletics, with assault, with getting through work. You know how frustrating, I can't tell you how many times when I was in medical school, people would complain that my breasts were in the way, or some make some comment. And I mean, I would double sports bra them up to try to make them less of an issue. So I wouldn't have, you know, you would think women who were a little bit more endowed, and I was like a BC cup. It's not, they weren't that big, you know, but you would think, you know, all right, oh, we're going to show it off. No. I mean, I had to try to actively hide them so they wouldn't be brought up because jerks would bring them up. And I'm not saying I want people to feel sorry for us women for having breasts. I'm glad I have them because I could feed my kids, you know, when they were babies. It's pretty cool. But it is a struggle. So when, and you know, and maybe that wasn't the intent of Dylan, or but individuals are looking at this going, you're trying to say that you're struggling. You have your struggle being transgender, but don't say you have our same struggle. Yeah, you know, we see this multiple times where the average person isn't asking for this. There's somebody working the strings. And so, you know, you want to have a transgender activist on your ad, you could do that. That's your marketing decision. If you think it sells, that's great. But what I don't want is it to cause more divide. And I don't know what the answer is. Because I've spoken to transgender individuals. I've spoken to a lot. And the average transgender does not want sex talked about in the third grade. The average transgender doesn't want young kids exposed to adult content at drag brunches. Now, I've seen drag brunches. Many of them are very well done. Not a lot of nudity, not, you know, breasts, things like that. But we see pictures of some where it looks like it's taken to a more adult level. I know entertainers. They're like, not around kids. So if we all kind of have a very common thought process to this, I don't understand why we aren't in more cohesion and harmony on the topic and why we're on divide, because I think somebody is orchestrating the divide and they're drawing people in for the divide. And it's a real shame. I mean, you know, Nike, and I get Nike had issues when they, you know, used Colin Kaepernick, because Colin Kaepernick had issues with the national anthem, so that drew a lot of, you know, ire. But, you know, I mean, companies, if they want to market and they think, let's say, Meghan Markle is going to get them sales, they'll use Meghan Markle. There's going to be people that hate Meghan Markle, so they won't buy the product. That's always happened. But it just, it's my fear is it's bringing up a much deeper divide and controversy than there has to be. So if you want me to speak out as a doctor, if somebody wants to transition, it's very private. And it is a private decision. And it shouldn't be bringing in the taxpayers. It shouldn't be bringing in the politicians. It shouldn't be bringing in, it's between them and their doctor. And I, you know, 1-877-DOCTOR.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News update. The death toll is now at least six from yesterday's early morning tornado that hit southeast Missouri. For the survivors, this is the first of many days of recovery.
Today is probably more important than yesterday. Yesterday was the initial shock, but today is putting the pieces back together and trying to find a remnant of their life so that they can rebuild.
Missouri State Patrol Sergeant Clark Parrott in Glen Allen, the town hit hardest by the tornado. The system that created the twister is now bearing down on the East Coast. Some U.S. House members are in Taiwan, much to China's chagrin. The visit comes a day after Taiwan's president was in California, meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Meanwhile, in Beijing, French President Emmanuel Macron met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Macron said he is counting on Xi to bring Russia to reason when it comes to Ukraine. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I spend a lot of time with seniors. I'll visit them. I'll, you know, do some public speaking, some volunteer, some of my friends' family. But over the years, and then, of course, patients. Over the years, I've spent a lot of time with individuals who were in their late 70s, 80s, 90s. And when they get to that point, and if they have a medical condition or not, they do start to think about what happens next. I mean, a lot of us when we're younger, we're like, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think. But I talked to my husband about that. You know, what do you think heaven's like? Or do you think there is a heaven? I don't want to talk about that. Okay, all right, fine. But older individuals do, and they bring it up. And they ask me as a doctor, what do I think? Do I believe that there is an afterlife? Do I believe, you know, religion is true? And I've had Jews, Catholics, Lutherans, I've had people of multiple religions ask me, how do they know if it's true? And we're having a lot more people question, and it's they're nervous about questioning it. And I tell them, look, it's okay. I mean, I'm not clergy, but God has always inspired questions. Moses had questions, and you know, Jesus had questions. It is okay to, you know, it's to, in order to understand what you're doing, you need to ask, what am I doing, and why am I doing it? So it's okay. And I remember learning years ago, you know, if you at all doubt the Bible or doubt it, it's bad. That's not, I think, how religion works. I think if you want to look at something as a beacon for your life and a compass, you want to make sure that compass works. Like if you get into a car, you want to know that the car is safe, that the car runs, because you have a job to do with that car. If I'm performing surgery and I can handle a scalpel, I want to check out that scalpel, make sure that scalpel works. Make sure that scalpel is the right tool for the job I need to do. And so on this earth, we have a job to do, whether it's to make more children and propagate, whether it's to help our environment, whether it's to help society, whether it's to advance our nation, continent, universe. And maybe our job is written by God, maybe it's not. But there will be things that might not be 100%. And that confuses people. We kind of tell them, look, if something is true, it's 100% true. And then when you come to find out, well, Noah's Ark might have actually been a little different than the Bible said. Or this might not have happened in this location, it might have happened over here. It starts to make people a little nervous. And realize the Bible wasn't written all in 5 seconds. The Bible followed, I mean, it took, you know, years, decades, centuries to write. So, you know, when you see, you know, Abraham begot Isaac, begot, and you go, and they go through, you know, in Genesis, the lists of who begot who, you didn't have somebody following Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then Jacob's 12 sons, and, you know, transmitting electronically all the information to one person who wrote it. Now, there was, you know, so there is going to be room for error, but there are historical accounts. I saw a piece saying that there might not have been proof that the Book of Exodus existed. What the hell are you talking about? Hebrews were slaves. But I get nervous if people are going to try and, I get nervous if people are going to try to change history. And so we got to be very, very careful what we read on the internet, okay? And don't let that be your Bible. Okay? Your faith is not just about a book. Your faith is not just about who you pray to or if you don't pray to. Your spirituality, you know, is very unique. And you do have a moral compass, whether you think it's religion-induced or soul-induced. And I think the reason why is it's in our evolutionary advantage to not be rotten to the core, but to be good. And in order for you to survive in the wild, in the jungle, in society, you need to be able to work with others. You know, so for example, you're not going to propagate your animal species if nobody wants to come up to you and sleep with you. If you're an animal that's been killing everybody, you're not going to get pregnant. Okay? Or you're not going to, no one's going to want you to get them pregnant. So animals, and they've had to learn to love. They've had to learn to become attractive and sometimes good qualities make an animal more attractive? I mean, I watch my cats, and, you know, I think one cat is pure evil. All he does is go pee the house. But the other cat wants to do lovey-dovey with him because there's something she sees in him that's good. So, you know, is he religious? I don't know. All I know is with Passover Seder, he definitely jumped on the table, so I found that fascinating. He's always there for the religious holidays, but he doesn't come and join us for dinner, but he only comes when we have our religious meals. I find that very fascinating. But, so, when somebody says, what do you think? Do you think this was a story? Are we believing something that's false? The reason why somebody asks, and they shouldn't be vilified for asking, like we vilified people with the COVID vaccine mandate, which is ridiculous. We want people to ask and learn, because thank God somebody did ask the question, and we found out a lot more once you did ask. But the reason why is if somebody said, you know, did this really happen? Do you really believe, you know, Solomon did this? Or do you believe God spoke to Elijah? Or do you believe that happened? You know, whether you believe in it or not, that doesn't affect your religion. You know, part of your religion is these psalms and stories. And, you know, I mean, me as a scientist, I would love them all to be historically accurate. But sometimes when a story gets told, it doesn't always have to be 100% true. And the concept is there. You know, so like for example, when somebody tells somebody else about how their first date went, was it 100% accurate, or did they maybe accent the kissing or accent the, you know, the poetry or accent the jokes more than what really happened? When you love somebody, your story of them warps. They're an average person. But to you, they're a god. And it's because there's some creative element to that. That's what happens in stories. That's what happens in memories. We fill in the blocks. We might not remember every second of a memory. Your brain will fill in the pieces, and those pieces may not be accurate. But we live with that. So we live with inaccuracies. Does that mean your whole religion is a farce? No. Not at all. You know, we spoke about, you know, Santa Claus. You know, well, Santa Claus isn't real, so why are we telling kids that it is? To me, Santa Claus is very real. Depends on what you look at Santa Claus as. When I see a Santa, and I've met some Santas, and they inspire such a good feeling in my heart, and they make me smile, that's real. He may not be dropping off all the presents right at the stroke of midnight, but to me, a Santa and the feeling I get is like no other. So to me, that's real. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Doc Adali, 1-877-DOCDALI. So late to the party is another COVID vaccine.
Yeah, we got another COVID vaccine. I say late to the party
because there's such a lack of enthusiasm now for COVID vaccines that this could be a hard one to sell.
But I like the idea of having some other options, because if COVID is going to be with us, and if some of us are going to be suffering from long COVID symptoms, we're going to have a vaccine we like. I really believe that. And there is still the potential for COVID to get stronger and meaner. thank God it's been getting milder, and maybe it's because of all our immunity. We've all been exposed, we've been vaccinated, it's been around, our bodies know how to fight it better. But there's a new study coming out of the Institute of Virology at Freie Universität Berlin in Germany, and it's a live nasal vaccine. When they gave two doses of the live nasal vaccine, which is usually a weakened version of a virus, they administered it to hamsters. The animals showed a stronger immune response compared to their response to two doses of the vaccines that are currently available. The study was published in the journal Nature Microbiology on Monday. The lead author of the study told Fox News Digital that we find that a live attenuated vaccine prevents virus replication. This could be a game changer in controlling SARS-CoV-2 transmission. Now, I told you early on that I don't know how well received a live attenuated vaccine would be. So most of our vaccines, before we did the COVID vaccines, the mRNA vaccines, most of our vaccines were either live attenuated or inactivated, killed. So a live attenuated, such as the nasal flu, not the shot, but the nasal flu, or our MMR, is a virus that is weakened down so much that it has the skeleton of the virus. It looks like the virus, may act like the virus, but it's not strong enough to hurt you. And it's a concept we've done in homeopathy and allergy desensitization, where we give you a weakened, small, tiny version of what bothers you so that you build up an immune response without getting hurt. You know, it's kind of like the best of both worlds. You know, you're able to be immune to something without actually having to get the disease, so we give you a very, very weakened version of it so that you learn how to fight it, but you never got sick. That's how the live attenuated works, and it's been working amazingly with multiple vaccine types. We can't give it to, like the nasal one, we can't give it to pregnant people or kids under two and immunosuppressed because it's still a live, attenuated, weakened version. But those types of vaccines have been shown to be pretty effective. The killed vaccine, which is what most of our flu shots are, or our polio, or our tetanus shot, are killed, is where they take the virus, it's deactivated or killed, but it retains its shape. And hopefully the shape is enough to institute the immune response. Now, we do this because a live form of it, we don't trust. You know, we used to use a live attenuated form of the polio. Now, some countries do that. That's the drinking one, the one they drink. It's very tasty. It's like a grape flavor. The problem is in America, I think we had a grandfather who came down with polio when he changed his baby's diaper, or the grandbaby's diaper. And they said, you know what, let's just do the killed and activated version of that one. Because even a live attenuated could have some infectivity. So now we look at COVID. Now, we've spoken about COVID, and I've talked about qualitative and quantitative. No, I'm not going to do a big lecture, because, you know, trust me, I would fall asleep in class too. Qualitative means yes or no. Quantitative means how much. So with COVID, one thing we've been trying to figure out, and it could have been mis-messaging and misinformation, is when they were pushing all the mandates and the lockdowns and the vaccines, masks, they were trying to say we had a qualitative issue with COVID, where even one little piece, one little virion of it can bring you down. So it's not, you know, you getting a big rip-roaring dose, just a touch of it could be enough to kill you. And they might be right. So they said, look, you're going to mask up, you're going to lock down, we just don't know enough about this. So rather than you getting, you know, us trying to figure out how much of an exposure, any exposure right now, we're just going to say no. Quantitative is, well, does a virus hurt you more the more you have of it? And so for some individuals, the higher the exposure, the more the viral load, the more you get. And so the misinformation police kind of fell on each other, got their, you know, panties up all in a bunch and jock straps all up in a bunch. When we kind of learned that the COVID vaccine didn't necessarily deal with the qualitative aspect because it only dealt with the quantitative aspect. It might have decreased your load, but you were still giving COVID to people vaccinated. You were still carrying the virus. You were still breathing it on people. So even if you're vaccinated, it made no sense kicking somebody else out of their job or out of the restaurant or out of the school because you being vaccinated were carrying the virus too. And that's when we learned there was a qualitative issue to this, that even somebody who's vaccinated with smaller loads, not even sick, could carry enough virions, enough virus to infect you and give you full-on COVID. So a live attenuated vaccine, which is taking a very small amount of the virus, weakening it, but using a live amount, is one of those viruses that might not be considered as popular because for those of us that think, look, you know, even one can mess us up, many people are of the thinking, and I'm kind of that thinking, I don't want that virus at all in me because look at what it's done. It's changed my voice. It's changed my memory. It's changed people's sense of smell. So a nasal spray where you're actually spraying a live version into your nose can make people a little nervous. Now, if they test and they find it is such a weakened form that it will not mess with your smell or taste and it is not giving you COVID, and again, you really shouldn't be getting the disease from these live attenuated, but COVID is different. We can't look at COVID like we look at with these other viruses. Now, why would it be popular? Well, because a lot of people still don't like the DNA instructions of Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca or the mRNA of Moderna and Pfizer. Now, we don't use the AstraZeneca shot, but in Europe they do. But the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca one is where an adenovirus, a virus, brings in the DNA. The DNA tells our DNA to make spike proteins. And so our DNA, its DNA works together to do something. That makes people a little nervous, anything messing with their DNA. The mRNA vaccines we got bypassed the DNA. They just brought the mRNA instructions. The DNA was, you know, reading this paper, still on break, saying, all right, guys, you know, you can use my crew. Just leave me out of it. The crew makes the spike proteins, and then the body learns what those spike proteins are without somebody getting sick. But you have a lot of individuals that just don't trust that. So they might like a new version of a vaccine that is a little bit more old school, that doesn't necessarily mess with the DNA. So it's interesting. Now, they did this, they used Syrian hamsters and found pretty good efficacy with it. 1-877-DOCTELLA, don't go away.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$36,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.